USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hundreds of criminal gang members around the world were tricked into using a phone encryption app operated by the FBI to plan their dirty deeds leading to their arrests. Law enforcement officers in 18 countries began to unveil the scope of what is known as Operation Trojan Shield late Monday. A New Zealand police spokesman says what they achieved Monday.
We've seized, during the course of these operations, about 8.6 kilos of meth that came in through the border. Yesterday we recovered about 20 ounces of methamphetamine, over $1 million in cash, four firearms, multiple kilos of iodine, and we restrained about $3.7 million in assets to date.
The Biden administration on Tuesday announced the formation of a new task force to address supply chain disruptions. The task force is set to minimize the impacts of supply chain disruptions on workers, consumers, families, and businesses. USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Holland America. After a year-long hiatus, the wait is over, and it's time to cruise again. Holland America Line is ready to set sail round trip from Seattle to Alaska with their new ship, New Amsterdam, with departures starting July 24th and sailing through October 2nd. These Alaska cruises will only be for guests who have received their final dose of the vaccine 14 days prior to embarkation. The ship has also been upgraded to make guests feel even safer with enhanced sanitation practices, upgraded HVAC systems, UV lighting, and enhanced filtration practices. Gus Antorcia is the president of Holland America Line.
We're working through the protocols with the CDC, and so I suspect there may be some adjustments and changes we need to make. But I think everything that a guest has come to expect and enjoy from a Holland America cruise will be available. So that includes our onboard dining options. It includes the entertainment offers. It includes the special lectures, the special programs that we add to all of our voyages.
Visit www.hollandamerica.com.
Suspected Russian hackers that shut down the Colonial Pipeline on May 7th lost some of its ransom money, thanks to the Department of Justice. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Department of Justice has received $2.3 million of the ransom Colonial Pipeline paid to the hacking group DarkSide, the FBI obtaining the password to the hacker's Bitcoin account. During a news conference, Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco saying, "Today we turn the table on DarkSide." She also said,
"Ransomware attacks are always unacceptable, but when they target critical infrastructure, we will spare no effort in our response."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
An Arctic animal revived after being frozen for 24,000 years in Siberian permafrost has been revived. Rotifers, a minuscule freshwater critter, was discovered about 11 feet into the permafrost. The researchers thawed the rotifers in lab experiments. This is USA Radio News.
"Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over."
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Vice President Kamala Harris delivered remarks after meeting Guatemalan President Jaime on Monday.
"Entrepreneurs who are focused on climate, who are focused on what might happen, which is to protect our environment, but also see the capacity for jobs and economic development as a connection with that pursuit. I will also continue to work with CEOs around the world to encourage investment in Guatemala. And, Mr. President, I look forward to working with you on that. As I shared with you, in Washington, D.C., I recently convened some of our biggest CEOs who have a profound interest for many reasons on supporting the work that happens here and the work that can happen here in Guatemala to, again, uplift folks who may have been overlooked or neglected, but also uplift the natural capacity and resources of this beautiful country." Which brings me to our third area of discussion and agreement. The President and I discussed the importance of anti-corruption and the importance of an independent judiciary. The United States will create an anti-corruption task force, the first of its kind. Our Justice Department, our Treasury Department, and our State Department will work together to conduct investigations and train local law enforcement to conduct their own.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.